This is your WCQM Daily News Roundup for 98Q Country 98.3 FM and Trail Mix 103.1 FM and 980 AM WPFP in Park Falls.
Now a look at Northwoods News. I'm Maddie Schaefer. Governor Tony Evers says Wisconsin's 2026 Rustic Roads Guide is now available, highlighting some of the state's most scenic backroads and travel destinations. The annual guide, produced by the Wisconsin Department of Transportation and the Wisconsin Department of Tourism, features all 126 officially designated rustic roads in Wisconsin's five scenic byways. The Rustic Roads program began in 1973 and now includes more than 760 miles of scenic roads across 61 counties, including several routes in northern Wisconsin. Officials say the roads are meant to highlight Wisconsin scenery, history, and small-town character while encouraging slower, leisurely travel. Governor Evers says the program gives both residents and visitors a chance to explore Wisconsin's outdoor spaces and small communities in a unique way. Free printed copies of the 2026 Rustic Roads Guide are available through the Wisconsin Department of Tourism, and a digital version is also available online. As many Wisconsinites prepare to travel for Memorial Day weekend, the Wisconsin Department of Transportation and the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources are reminding people to drive safe, tow safe, and boat safe this summer. Officials say highways across the state are expected to see heavy traffic over the holiday weekend, including many drivers towing boats and campers. They say distracted driving and speeding contributed to more than 8,500 crashes on Wisconsin roads last summer. Alcohol-related crashes and boating incidents also tend to increase during the summer months. Drivers are encouraged to check trailer lights, tires, chains, and towing connections before hitting the road and make sure all cargo is properly secured. Boaters are also reminded to wear life jackets, watch weather conditions, and avoid operating watercraft while impaired. Officials say everyone shares responsibility for keeping Wisconsin roads and waterways safe during the busy summer travel season. For Northwoods News, I'm Maddie Schaefer.
With Civic Media News, I'm Terry Miller. There's a growing fundraising gap between Wisconsin's two major parties, with Democrats pulling in more than four times what Republicans raised last month. April reports show Democrats collected over $1.2 million, while the GOP raised just under $300,000. Both parties reported money coming from internal transfers and individual donors. Democrats ended the month with more cash available, but both sides continue to build for future races. Republicans have not outraised Democrats in federal accounts in more than 3 years. Anti-Semitic incidents reached record levels in Wisconsin in 2025, rising 83% in just 1 year and more than 900% over the past decade. The report shows more than half happened online, and leaders say that hate often moves from social media to the streets. Jewish residents at a Jewish Community Relations Council event this week say they are responding by hiding religious symbols and changing their behavior, with 55% saying fear has altered their daily lives. With Memorial Day travel picking up, Wisconsin transportation and natural resource officials are warning that a fun trip can turn dangerous without the right precautions. The DOT says drivers should expect congestion and adjust for conditions, especially when towing trailers or boats. The DNR says most deadly boating accidents involve people not wearing life jackets or mixing in alcohol. Officials say checking your equipment, securing loads, and staying focused can prevent crashes on both roads and the water. They're asking everyone to share space and look out for others. More news can be found at civicmedia.us.
The Packers make the top 10 list. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports NFL. A new poll ranks the Packers' Brian Gutekunst in the top 10 general managers of the NFL. Gutekunst ranks 6th overall for building a team that's made the playoffs 6 of the last 8 years. At number 2, the Seahawks' John Schneider. Number 1, the Eagles' Howie Roseman. Baseball, the Brewers' Christian Yelich held his 4th annual charity concert last night in Milwaukee, starring comedian Charlie Behrens and country singer Jake Owens.
We'd like to pick different things every year. The ALS Foundation, Lou Gehrig, BCF as well, Visit Milwaukee. So we try to touch on a bunch of different little areas in the community and spread the good deeds, and just a lot of great people coming together.
Yelich says this year's benefit also helped military veteran families in Wisconsin. The Brewers host the Dodgers tonight. We'll have coverage all weekend from American Family Field with Sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Partly cloudy and a little breezy today. We'll get to the low to mid 60s for a high this afternoon. A few scattered showers tonight, our low dropping into the mid to upper 40s. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy, a few showers at times, with a high in the mid-60s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
That's your WCQM and WPFP Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at 98qcountry.com or trailmix.fm.